Welcome to Align by Design. I'm Amy Elizabeth, a 5'1 splenic projector, a mother, and a partner. I'm a former teacher who has now created worldwide impact with a global brand and making multi-millions while going through massive life changes and basking in all of the polarities in only a few short years. All of this from aligning with my human design. I bring human design to you in a way you've never experienced it before. I work with the process of alignment through the unsexy work so you can tap into another level of sexy you didn't know existed yet, all while becoming the most authentic you. I desire you to own all of your powers so you can experience the flow, the ease, the integrity, the success, the freedom, the satisfaction, and most importantly, the undeniable magnetism alignment brings so you can create the impact and, of course, the income your soul desires. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Align by Design. It is Amy Elizabeth. Happy 2024 officially in our human calendar year, North American. I'm back. I am so excited to be back. It has been an inconsistent year with the podcast. And to be quite honest, it just wasn't in full alignment to really be putting my energy, effort, and genius here. And now it is. So that gets to be perfect, and it is. I have so much going on. I have so much to share with you guys, and I'm really excited. So 2024 inside of this podcast is just going to be really whatever's on my mind. It'll probably be a lot more of the behind the scenes and the leadership, such as on Amy Elizabeth's Instagram page, and also like what's going on in the Align by Design world and integrated in with some deeper understanding of human design. So I've done a lot of like the teachings of human design on the podcast, especially like the very beginning stages. So there's so many episodes. There's so many episodes. So go binge out on the knowledge. That's all good. And we're going to have deeper embodiment and integration topics and understandings and teachings here with a couple laser focused teaching things because I can't not 5-1. Can't not. Teaching is in my blood. All right. So let's recap. Let's start with a recap of 2023 has been the year that I took massive risk. I don't think any leader has taken the intentional leadership risks that I took this year. And let me tell you, they like 10 times themselves massively in my world and were excessively so worth it. I can't even tell you. So there was an income change in my income in 2023, but I decided that at the beginning of the year, which again sounds really crazy, but it was like, I need to and want to and desire to, for the growth of myself, for the growth of me as a leader, me as a human, for the leadership for my clients and people in my world, like this is a necessary step and I'm doing it. And I learned so much. I also learned, which was so cool because at the beginning of the year, I didn't think that this would be a thing for me, but I definitely had some entanglement of pressure around money and how it felt to not make the same that I was making. And that didn't feel good. So I actually worked so much on, like, it's so weird because I'm a defined heart center and I've never had like worth issues. Like I've never been like, I'm not worth it. Like I've been like so driven, so determined. I know what I'm worth. Like I like have really not had a hard time in my life saying no to things that I just like absolutely not, like ew to me kind of vibe. So I haven't really had like ever identified with not feeling worthy of or my worth entangled in something. But this year I discovered that it was there. And I'm so grateful that it happened because a lot of leaders literally struggle with this consciously and subconsciously, undefined heart, defined hearts in so many ways. And they end up comparing, like what I've noticed, so defined hearts, what I notice is that you end up comparing your results and then shut down all of your power. I mean, not all of your power, because leaders, when you hit 100K months at cash and above, like you have a level of power that is unmatched to most people. Sorry, not most people. Vast majority of people. So your level of like dimming down your power is like, it's not even noticeable. Undefined hearts, we can definitely feel it. You disappear, you shut down, you still are in the zone where it's like, wow. And probably most people won't notice, but like it, I notice, I can literally pinpoint every single undefined heart that I've watched this year that I'm like, oh my gosh, there's like, I can feel it, ugh, you know? defined hearts are much better at covering that up because they just like really can tap into willpower and drive. But there have been so many defined hearts that have launched things that like haven't really been in alignment just to make the money. My whole point of this conversation is that I never, ever, ever, like I stand for so much integrity in myself, in my business, in my work. I never, ever, ever will do something just to make money. Ever. Ever. So in that, I like pulling back and being like, oof, but like, okay, but I also don't feel good not making, you know, the same, like I locked into something that was bringing my income lower than what it normally is on a monthly basis. And I was like, oof, but that doesn't feel good. So then what? So then, oh my God, like it put so much pressure on me. I didn't feel creative. I didn't feel, so I was like, oh, so if I don't make a certain amount of money every single month, it's not feeling like I'm so aligned. And A, it wasn't. B, so like that makes sense. But B, that power became conditional. I realized that power became conditional. And that's the problem. That was the problem. And the best problem that could have ever happened for me in realizing it, because I upped my leadership so freaking much from there, my self-leadership behind the scenes. So it's like people will not be the innovator, creator, unleashed, completely magnetic, powerful, if they're not making a certain amount of money or they're not hitting their goals. And then they'll either push through to just try to be it, but like aren't really maintaining the standard of that no matter what. And that's where my problem with myself came in. I was like, oh, wait, this doesn't feel like no matter what. I'm not playing at 110% no matter what. And that gave me the biggest gift that I could have ever, ever, ever given myself this year by making that decision and that choice at the beginning of the year to figure that out, to realize that, to learn that, to grow in that. Because now at the end of the year, freedom has been unleashed. Like working through that, freedom has been unleashed. And now it's unconditional. It's unconditional. No matter what's going on in my relationship, in my mind, in my life, with my children, in business, where I'm at in a month, it doesn't matter. I can unleash that power no matter what. And I think a lot of people don't ever learn to do this, especially in our online world, because like, again, like I said, when you're making a certain amount of money, it's so easy to just be like, okay, cool. Like I can kind of coast a little bit and do this and not really dig deeper. And like, that's a big problem. And that's where people, the amount of like, I did a masterclass on this called Copycats this year, but the amount of people that I have literally watched jump into a program and regurgitate the entire program or like one topic that person was talking about and literally regurgitated it like it's their own. Like, ew, you're out of power. Ew, that's not alignment. Ew, that's conditional, right? Like that's not unconditional. That's not no matter what. So what's going to happen to those people is they're going to hit a really hard wall and they're going to get so shaken and they're going to get burnt out. And there's probably a million tears going on behind the scenes for those people. I guarantee it. So I just became so unavailable with like any of that frequency and any of that energy and any of those people and any of that in myself, so unavailable. And that this has stepped me into like a laser focus like no other, an ability to like create from so much intentionality, alignment no matter what, like such a strong grounded base in who I am and who will not be in my world in 2024. And that's created so much freedom for me because it's like irrelevant of money. It's irrelevant of money. If it's the ick, ew, no. And I'm not playing with that. So in terms of our alignment and our growth, I think a lot of people are afraid to like take these dives and jump and go off the cliff and really continue to explore and get curious in what will enhance them outside of money and what will make you a better leader outside of money. They're only seeing, and this is, again, you're going to hit a really hard wall because you're not going to be a really strong leader across the board. There's going to be something in your life that takes you out. There's going to be something emotionally that takes you out. There's going to be something in your mind that takes you out. There's going to be a hot, like powerful newbie that comes in that takes you out. Like all of those things are going to end up taking you out. I promise you. And if you don't take the risks to lead in bigger ways, it's going to catch up with you eventually. So if you actually decide outside of money, who you're becoming in your leadership, in your business, in your alignment, in your growth, in your design this year, you can't not have magnetism, and you can't not have all of your power be seen and shown and felt and received. You can't not have focus. Like, all of these things are going to just naturally increase because the standard of you as a leader, the standard of you in your alignment, the standard of you in your creativity, the standard of you in your authenticity is, and your intelligence and your womanhood and your power and all of these things are always going to be felt. So it's such a place of exploration, and I really, really urge you this year to get like radically responsible for yourself, radically responsible for your standards, radically responsible for your integrity, radically responsible for who are you outside of money? Who are you? Who are you outside of money? And that will be the place for you to focus. If you're like, oof, with money comes this, with money, I'm this, with results, I'm this, with this, I'm this. Because if that gets stripped from you, then what? Then who are you? Then how do you operate? Then how do you X, Y, and Z? You won't. You'll be going backwards. So that's what I wanted to bring in. That's truly my biggest lesson of 2023. And like very, again, intentional, directed, focused exploration and curiosity on my end and growth in it. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. So don't just like set a intention without direct purpose this year. Set things that are going to skyrocket you in your alignment. Set areas where you can begin to explore and practice the no matter what. So fill in the blank of no matter what. Aligned no matter what. Fill in the blanks of those. Who is that within you? What do you want to be known for? What do you want your reputation to be? Where are you dropping the ball? When we can get so honest, we open up the room for like exponential, really fast results. Really fast results. Because here's the thing, you also want money. I'm like not taking away like at any point that you also don't desire impact and income this year. Yes, that like hands down 1,000,000%. I believe this is the year that people are going to get richer than they've ever gotten if they do this work. But we have to detach from it and hold it at the same time. So you guys, I can't wait to see what 2024 brings out of you and your heart and your soul in your desirability for self. Please share this podcast, the Welcome Back podcast. Please share your intention and your focus for this year. Please decide. And if you guys are ready to jump into more, I have white card access, black card access. So white card and black card are my year-long memberships. Black card gets the human design certification. So if you're really wanting to understand the language of human design and how to incorporate it and understand it, and you take it into your deeper embodiment and like however you want to bring that into your life, business, relationships, communication, etc., that's the black card. Plus you get everything that's in the white card. So white card is every single program, mini mastermind and masterclass for the entire year. This year I'm bringing in some new programs. You also get all of the evergreens. So it's like literally insane. And this year I'm bringing in new programs, love and money, more parenting than I've done before. I have one evergreen on parenting, so I'm bringing in a whole program or of some sort of parenting, communication, sales, marketing, all based on human design alignment. Okay. So I am taking this into like further depth than where we've gone before, and really specific focused topics of how we're becoming all around leaders, like every part of your standards, integrity, life, leader, power. Like you'll get it. You'll also get to get it for other people. So this is also white card, black card are going to enhance no matter what your understanding of other people in your life, because you get everything. So if you're a projector, also the best part about it is like, we also tap into other energies, even if it's not us. So as me as a projector, I would be 100% be paying attention to MMP. A, it would be help. So that's money, magnetism, sex, and power for Manny, Jens, and Jens. So by being in the white card or black card as a projector, I also get MMP. So I'm in MMP. Why I would do that is because now me as a projector can understand Manny, Jens, and Jens better that are in my world. I can actually utilize that in understanding my marketing towards them. I can use that in understanding what they need, right? And how I'm going to support them in that. So everything we do and vice versa, all the other ways, right? We're going to enhance our businesses, our money, our communication, our marketing, our relationships with energy type specific programs. it's like literally a no-brainer. So you guys can hop into that. I have ID Mastermind, which is starting really soon. And this is really about like what I was talking about throughout this whole episode is like actually truly stepping into your next level of identification, like your identification with what your soul is here to do, be, have, and grow into that. And like enough with the bullshit, enough with the excuses, enough with the unhealthy ego, enough with the triggers. Like we're done and we're just like claim it. We're being it. You're being it. You're done. It's it. Like claimed, done. Now let's do it. So ID Mastermind, this is really for mature, self-aware, radically responsible leaders and that are ready to fully step in and own it and have the conversations that we need to be having behind the scenes of like what this actually takes. What else do we have going on? I have a mini mind coming in, mini mastermind for sacrals, which is happening next week. So exciting for that. And this is really about the inconsistently, consistently rich and Manny Gens and Drens that hold inconsistencies. Like your insecurities are so beamingly obvious online. And if you can just nail these five areas of consistency, money, income, impact, like overall reputation, people staying in your world is going to be so solid. So you get to be inconsistent in the other ways and like own that and do that and rock that and be it. But you hold these consistencies here and I promise you, your life is going to get so rich, so rich. So that's happening ASAP. And we also have, if you have been paying attention to emails, we have special offers that are dropping there. So that's it. I love you guys. I'm so happy to be back. It'll probably be once a week episodes and that's it. Let's go. Let's share, get into Aligned by Design's world and let's become the best leaders and the wealthiest and the richest and the most aligned and the most powerful and the most unshakable you've ever, ever been.
Align by Design.